patient day, I walk the miles I've been a child. Now I'm a man, I've reached the age, just doing my best to break the cage. Left in a world so full of doubts, I wondered what it's all about. The rain fell hard on your facade, you kept it hid inside your jaw. And the owls don't know. The pull of God, it only yields to those out working in the field. The trees are tall, the grass will grow until from all there is to know. The body's young, the semi's weak, the fool is left only to see. The crazy ways of other days will bring us back to the same place. And the owls don't know why the glowworm grows. And the owls don't know that it just won't go.
Welcome, ladies and gentlemen, to another edition of Fireside Chat with David James. Yes, this is the show I promised you. This is where I will explain what has happened to us and is happening to us. It's not going to be pretty, and may I warn you ahead of time not to even bother being discouraged. If they were against the Father in the flesh, and they're against the Father, it's just natural that they'd be against us, his offspring. Now, before I go into what I'm going to tell you about, this ought to explain to you the atmosphere that we're in right now. Please don't lose your attention to this message. This was on Gab, and I took a picture of it, and it's from Kikebook. And it says, I reported this Facebook or Kikebook comment yesterday. Jama Sethu Jeseni, please kill white people only. And I got this response from Facebook. The person that did this said, our update, this is Kikebook talking. Thank you for taking the time to report something that you feel may violate our community standards. Reports like yours are an important part of making Facebook a safe and welcoming environment. We reviewed the comment you reported for containing hate speech or symbols and found it doesn't violate our community standards. What more do I need to say about that? It's open season for Whitey. We're being surrounded. The woman is surrounded by the sub-races. So what is going on? What has happened? They've killed our mighty men over and over in all these wars, the Napoleonic Wars, World War I, World War II, the uncivil war in America, etc., etc. The abortion table, injections, brainwash, homosexuality. They've divided us against each other as well. What is the purpose of all this, ladies and gentlemen? You see, I'll explain to you some things that you may or may not know. Esau, which, you know, was supposed to have a birthright, not only sold his birthright after he killed Nimrod to his brother Jacob, who is our main man there. You know what I mean? We are the seed line of Jacob. And, of course, Jesus is more important, but he's more than a man, you see. So, Esau killed, he got rid of his birthright, but he had already given his birthright up anyway, as Comparé says, because he didn't ascribe to the things of Yahweh. He lived by the sword and he died by the sword. I've explained it to you several times. And so you are aware that his mother, see, he was going to cheat Jacob out of getting what he sold him. And he was going to take the blessing anyway, the inheritance and everything. But that didn't work out because his mother, the father had Rachel, I think that's, yeah. He had his mother take care of this so that it wouldn't happen. So that Jacob would still receive what he was supposed to receive because it was rightfully his. The Jews are very angry about this. The Canaanite, Edomite Jews of today are a very revengeful people, like their father, the devil. They don't forget, they don't forgive, and they have zero mercy. So what I would say to you is, they plan on stealing and have stolen our inheritance, our blessing. Now, we received the blessing, but the blessings, where are our blessings? America was blessed, right? But how are they stealing our blessings? Well, let's look at it this way. All the other races of the world, the sub-races, are receiving monies from America, including the most subtle beast of the field, Israel. Right? What do you think that is? But giving the have-nots what they should not have. Africa is killing our people in South Africa. I hope you're praying for them. I am. And we blessed them and they cursed us. And so since the Boer people no longer feed the continent, now we do. Again, the have-nots that do not deserve it receive our blessing, our sustenance, our substance. And what the Jew is trying to do is steal our inheritance. You understand what I'm saying? And these are the ways it's done. These have-nots, as I have explained to you, have not because they have no covenant with the Father, and they worship devils and false gods, which is the reason they have not. And so the devil, like I told you in this world, remember when the banks were failing in 2008? They were failing and they were getting the judgment that they deserved. But the devil said, no, we won't let that happen. And he bailed them out. And what did he do? He gave them the evil bankers, have-nots, our money, and bailed them out. And they went and got hookers and partied. Remember? So keep that in mind. I'll tell you what the crux of the whole thing is. Is that the Jews, Cain, was cursed from being a farmer. He was cursed to have no country of his own. And he went and built cities, but he had no countries of his own. But he has been cursed to be a fugitive and a wanderer. You could say vagabond as well. what the Jews are doing. This is it in a nutshell. I'll give it to you now. I'm not going to wait till the end of the show, but I'm just giving it as it comes. This is the nutshell of everything. What they have done is, by killing our mighty men off over and over, remember I said that Eustace Mullins, it was 6 inches was taken off the average Frenchman during the Napoleonic Wars. I thought it was 3. It was 6 inches. Our mighty men are being cut down left and right, left and right. It's to the point where, here's what I would ask you. Who is pro-Christ? You never hear that term, pro-Christ. I've used it before. I don't know if I coined it, but I believe I did. You know, it's different than being anti-Christ. Is the world pro-Christ? I mean Jesus Christ, not the Christ, the Maitreya. No, the world is very anti-Christ. Are the corporations pro-Christ? No, they're very anti-Christ. Are the sub-races pro-Christ? No, they're the dragon seed. You see, another way our substance has been taken away and our blessing has been taken away, and of course it takes away the blessing from the world as well, is that all of our manufacturing and everything has been sent over to the dragon seed in China. Right? The have-not, again, receiving our blessings and in return cursing us with products that are false and faulty and false weights and measures. Again, another way, we're buying oil off of Saudi Jews at exorbitant prices, when we have more oil than the Saudis and many other countries as well. There's no need for us to buy any oil from the Saudis. But the haves pay through the nose to the have-nots, Jews in Saudi Arabia, for oil. There's no need of it. That's another way. So they're draining us everywhere. Now, Israel receiving, I saw something, if this is true, I haven't checked the math, maybe you could, but it said that they receive $11 million a day. 11. And it's a total of 38 billion, 3 and 8 is 11. And the 11 dukes of Edom, and 11, of course, is the offsprings of the devil's number. As I keep telling you over and over and over again. So all these kinds of things are going on. The colleges, our educational institutions, are they pro the Father? No. Are the courts pro Christ? Nope. The justice system, which is very unjust. Nope, they're anti-Christ. So, really, the question is, who is pro-Christ? Well, there's some of our people that are pro-Christ, people like you and I. But most people that are pro-Christ are pro-Jew Christ. There is no Jewish Christ. There is no Jewish Jesus, so they're not pro-Christ. They're assisting the Antichrist. Those are our own people in many cases. Not all of them. Of course, they're all race-mixed churches now. But our people are there and involved. They're not pro-Christ. They're pro-Israel, pro-Jew. So they're actually divided against us. So what we see is very few people are pro-Christ. Very few people are pro-Yahweh, the Father in heaven. And of course, let me ask you, who stands with the white man today? I can only think of one nation that I know of. And that's Israel. No, I'm joking. I got you there. No, I say that Japan is not, has no ill will against us. Because they're half of them are us. They are half white. They're still, you know, an half breed, but they don't, I don't think they have ill will towards us. But all the rest do. Correct? Are the blacks pro-white? As a matter of fact, I mean, you might say, well, I know a black that's pro-white. Yeah, there's probably about 20 or 30 blacks that are pro-white or something like that. I don't know what the real thing is, but in perspective, in the proper perspective, the blacks hate us vehemently because of the Jew. Like I said in a previous show, I believe yesterday's show, that the sub-races always respected us. The sub-races had no ill will towards us. The Jew has done this. There might have been generations of Negroes that were, when they first came here and stuff like that, they were respectful. But the Jew has taught them to be disrespectful, not only to our father, but to us. So it's a hostile environment we're in right now. Be careful when you walk around the street. Don't relax around blacks or anybody for that matter. Our police treat us worse than any other race. Our own people, many of them. The military, our own people for the most part, will kill us if they are commanded to. See what I mean by division? We've been divided and divided and divided and divided and divided against ourselves. Ladies and gentlemen, this is serious what I'm telling you. Are you hearing what I'm saying? Can you imagine this? Who is pro-white today? Just like who is pro-Christ? Who? Even many of our people are not pro-white. They'll stand up for any other race but us. Who has done this? Who has caused this brainwash to occur? Remember I keep mentioning over and over and over again, the racial program for the 20th century by Israel Cohen? Oh, that's just a hoax, Dave. Oh, that's just a hoax. Yeah, I can see it is. I can see it is. Incredible. So, we see we've got ourselves in a real fix here. They don't only want to kill our father, but they want to kill all of us. And they're doing a good job at it, too. How much longer can we hold out? I don't know. I know the Jews are getting desperate. I do know that. Well, they have been for quite a while. Even since 9/11, they're just incapable. They're capable of many evil things, but they're incapable of running anything properly because they just don't have the equipment in their mind, in their body, or their spirit. They're defunct. So their father, the devil, hates us. They hate us. The blacks hate us. The hybrids hate us. The queers hate us. And on The corporations hate us. You see that all the corporations have all turned against us. You've been seeing it over and over and over. They stand with anybody but us. Who brought them to the point that they're at now? Us. Again, we bless them and they curse us. See, this is a recipe for disaster for them, even though it looks bad for us. See, if there is a trial, and there will be, no one needs to hear any more evidence. We've already seen it. These people have made their choices. They're kneeling to Baal. They're pledging allegiance to Baal. They are solidifying themselves as goats against the sheep. They have presented themselves as evil, and they are against the heavenly establishment, and they are against the heavenly establishment upon earth, which are the Israelite nations. So here's the crux of what's going on. The Jews have stolen our identity and have the world tricked into believing that they are God's chosen people, that they are the Israel of the Bible, when we know they're not. Clearly they're not. I mean, anybody that could see, 2 feet in front of their face should be able to see it. They're not seeing it, but they should be able to see it, but they don't. So not only have they stole our identity, but they're in process of stealing our inheritance, our blessings, etc., etc. And what they have done is they have reduced our population to where we're down to about 6 to 8% in the world or something like that. See, and they pretend they're 2% of the population when we know they're probably about 60% or more because they've race mixed with everybody. And all these hybrids and everything else, and all the Jews are mixed with other races and so on and so forth. So this thing has just snowballed. So now they are way more than we are. And we are almost in their position, heading to 2%. You see how it's been switched on us now? Now, we're the hated people instead of them. They were always the hated people, correct? I bet I'm blowing your mind right now. If I'm not, you're not listening. We are the most hated people on the earth now. Well, wait a minute now. I'll explain to you that the Negroes every day are making more and more enemies for themselves. The Jew doesn't care about that. If they could get rid of us, the first thing they'll do is kill the Negro. They're not interested in having a black man. They're interested in having a brown race, not a black race. The blacks can't see that. They'll never be able to see any of it. They can't see 2 minutes into their future. They don't even understand, like the Jews don't understand, that if they kill Whitey off, the blessings are gone. In other words, who's going to bless the nations of the world when Whitey's gone, if that happened? You think the Jew is going to bless the world? You got another thing coming. Do you think the Negro will bless the world? Absolutely not. They'll be dead, all of them. Do you think the mestizo or the Muslim will bless the world? With what? They're wiping out the whole Middle East, all the people in the Middle East. So when Whitey's gone, if that was allowed to happen, which I don't believe it will be allowed, these people don't understand that that's it. It's over. Game over. I mean, what do you think the world was like before Adam came to this planet? We don't really know a lot about it, do we? But I'll bet you, if it's anything like it is down in South America, the brown countries are the most violent countries in the world. So what do you think the world would be like when the devil runs a planet of brown people? Does the devil like peace? Does his children like peace? Do his children like peace? No. Matter of fact, you can tell by the productions, these Jewish garbage productions of Hollywood and so on and so forth, that there's chaos at every moment. If you watch Lost in Space or things like that or Star Trek, there's always an emergency going on. Always. There's very little peace, and there's always things going wrong. So the devil is not interested in peace, and his children are not interested in peace. They're interested in kill, steal, and destroy. Now, notice that the world is all like the devil now against the woman Israel. We are surrounded, ladies and gentlemen. We are surrounded. And there's fewer of us every day. Do they mean us well? We've blessed all of these people. Do they bless us in return? Are they grateful for what we've done for them? No, they want to kill, steal, and destroy, just like the beasts of the field, the most subtle beast of the field, just like the devil. Walking to and fro on the earth, seeking to whom he may devour. This is what the Negro does now. Kill white people, right? Please kill white people only. Oh, that's not a violation. Ascribing to violence. Now, if they said, please kill black people only, what do you think the... And need I even say this? I mean, this is ridiculous, right? So what the Jews are in the process of doing is democracy. Thank you, Father, for reminding me that democracy is mob rules. Do we see a mob now forming in every one of the Israelite nations? Do we see that the Jews, the most subtle beast of the field, are bringing the mob into our nation? And democracy says that if 51% of the people say all whites should be killed, like this negress here, then that's the way it should be. So did you think it was just for voting that they came here? No, they're here to devour, to kill, steal, and destroy. They're here to do the devil's will. They're bowing their knees to Baal. The Negroes are against America. They've made this clear. They hate America. They hate our flag. They hate our people. They hate our culture. They hate everything about it, except they love the benefits. They love the benefits, but they hate everything else. You see, again, we bless, we get cursed in return. Now, of course, this is part of judgment too, in a sense, but I believe this is prophecy with the devil pouring the flood out of his mouth that surrounds the woman. I've been saying this for quite some time. It's obvious we're surrounded right now, isn't it? The woman in Germany tells me that there's a wall and that the German people can only go so far. even though the wall was taken down, they put up walled communities and all kinds of weird things going on. Just like here in America, just like in Sweden, there's no-go zones. You know, that's what that means. The devil's politicians, whether they be white or not, are willing to go against their own race. I don't believe they're white, though, you see. Good. The father made me realize this, too. I almost forgot this. Why is a Scottish Jew running America? Why was the president before him a Falasha Jew? Why was the president before him a Jew, George Bush? Why was a president before him a Jew? His daddy, right, or whatever. Or Clinton. Then it was, who is a Jew? And then before him was Daddy Bush, who is a Jew. So that's your first question is, why isn't there a white man running America? There's a pretend white man running America. But why isn't a white man? Why don't we see genuine white men in Congress? If you see a white man, you look at Mitch McConnell, he's married to a Chinese or something like that. See, you have to be a hybrid. You have to be a pedophile. You have to be a race mixer. You have to be evil in order to be one of the devil's politicians, because these are the kingdoms of the world that he offered our father when he was here in the flesh. See, it's a prerequisite that you love the devil's children or you can't be a politician. So the answer is, why isn't a white man running? Where is the white man in Congress? It was supposed to be all white Christian men. Where are the white men in Congress? When you look at Ron Paul's son, do you think he's really white? I don't. You know, people thought Alexander Hamilton was white, but he was a Falasha Jew. But you would have thought he was white. I always did. See, so Pelosi's not white. Schumer's not white. And on and on and on it goes. Where are the white people? Oh, you say the Italians are the white people. No, 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 no. If they were Italian, they would be white. But these people are Italians. That's why they're the mayors and the governors and all these things in New York City. They've always had a pretend white man in the guise of an Italian. I mean, a Jew in the guise of an Italian. Like LaGuardia, etc., etc., etc. These are not white men. Let me tell you something about what's gone on here, how quickly this has happened. I'm watching a series called Mike Hammer. I remember that Stacy Keach did this back in the 90s, but this originated in 1958. And it's, of course, in New York. Through the whole first season, I'm almost done with the first season. I think I saw one black or two black people. However, though, there was tons of men that were and women that you could tell were not pure white. So they did this in stages. But my point is that New York in 1958 was white, so to speak. It looked white. Now it's a garbage hole. Now, I know that I lived in white America and I love it. I mean, I can't. If you've never lived in a white country with all white people, you've never lived. It's wonderful. But it's gone. And it started in the 60s when they started, when this these the Jew, Jacob Javits, and the Jew, Kennedy, Ted Kennedy, brought this garbage in. And the garbage has poured in and poured in and poured in. This flood has been pouring in for a lot longer than we really realize. Even in the 80s, America was, if you saw a concert or whatever, there was mostly white people. In the 90s, the early 90s and the mid 90s, all of a sudden, we started seeing Indians and Mexicans. We had never seen Mexicans before in Boston, I know that. And then more and more and more and more of all of them. New York today, you remember the baseball player that they reprimanded when he said it was a garbage hole when he went to New York? I think he played for the Atlanta Braves. Do you remember that? Multiculti garbage hole, he said. They turned New York, so 58, let's just round it off to about 62, okay? 65, maybe. And probably it was mostly white even further than that. So let's say 1985. 95, 2005, 2015, 2020, 35 years. Within 35 years, they've turned our cities into garbage holes. And they've brought, you see, one thing that you may not realize is that they keep bringing Negroes here, and the Negroes keep decimating their population, and then they just bring more Negroes from Somalia and other places now to keep reinforcing the Negro population, because the Negro population just keeps killing itself. It's not whitey's fault they're killing themselves. What do you think they're doing in Somalia? What do you think? There's slavery. There's black people selling black slaves in Africa. They're eating each other as well. They're cannibals. Cain and Abel. Not Abel, excuse me. Cain and Baal. Cannibal. So this is what's happening, ladies and gentlemen. So here's the crux. I've been telling you I'm going to get to it. And I'm almost there, and I'm going to tell you right now what it is. They're in the process of disinheriting us from our lands, because they want us to be vagabonds and fugitives. See, they're trying to trade places with us and put us in the position that they were formerly in. This is hatred. And this is what happens when you bless the beast of the field. You get cursed in return. So they stole our identity. They've stolen all of our women. They've stolen our culture. They've stolen our religion, so to speak. They've stolen everything from us. And they want to put us in their position. They were the most hated people in the world other than Negroes. I guess Negroes really weren't as hated. They just, they were left to themselves, and that's where they should have stayed. But the Jews have always been hated in our nations. So now they've created laws and organizations like the SPLC and the ADL, the Pro-Defecation League, and they have declared that we are the enemy of our own nations, that we're the most dangerous people in our nations. And now we're the most hated people in the world. It's not the Jew that's hated. The Jew is loved and coddled and supported and all kinds of stuff. It's whitey who's hated around the world now. I mean, France hates America, you know, on and on it goes, all this different stuff. Okay, so back to that again. Why is there a Jew in the head of the UK named Boris Johnson? Why is there a Jew at the head? Why is there a Jew in Germany named Merkel? Why is she the head? Why isn't there a white man in charge of Germany? Why isn't there a white man in charge of the UK, the Jew-K? The Jew-K is locked up with Freemasonry and controlled by Jews. You know, Freemasonry is controlled by Jews. And, of course, the whole nation there, all the nations, whether it's Scotland or anything, they're all locked up with Freemasonry. And they are ultra-controlled. France is the same way. The German people are being mistreated by the people that they've brought in, and they've blessed them with their substance. Not the people themselves, but the Jews have stolen the substance like they have here, and they've given our sustenance and our blessings and everything else to the have-not, who deserve not to have. The have-nots that the Muslims worship Baal. They all worship the devil. They all have bowed their knee to Baal. They all have shown their solidarity against the woman Israel. You can see this as plain as day. If you can't see it, you're not awake. Please kill white people only. It doesn't violate our community standards, says Kike Book. Let me tell you something, too, that's not the first thing I've seen like that. I've seen that over and over and over again, by the way. You see what I mean about the world being in reverse? Crowleyism, the Jew Crowley, Aleister Crowley. The world is in reverse right now. It's anti-Christ. The world was pro-Christ. Jesus Christ. Yeshua. Yahweh in the flesh. The world is anti-Christ now. It's going against the grain of the will of the Heavenly Father. We are being disinherited and are being stripped and have been being stripped of our blessings. And one day, it looks like the haves will be the have-nots. And the have-nots will also end up being the have-nots. Why? You see, the Jews have stolen half the world's wealth. The Father keeps reminding me. I was hoping, these are the things I was thinking about. And I was hoping that the Father would bring them to mind. And so far, so good. The Jews have stolen half the world's wealth, but there'll come a day when that wealth is worthless. And we're approaching that day already, because at this point, is there really any point of us working at a Jewish corporation? Which brings me to another thing. Thank you, Father. In each of these corporations, they have a new thing. It's, I don't know how new it is, but it was new to me several years ago. It's called human resources. And they're bringing in humans to replace Whitey in the workplace. And so they're replacing Whitey with human resources, not mankind resources, but they're replacing mankind, the haves, with the humans, the have-nots, in these corporations. And it's done through human services. And if there's any disciplinary action, it's done through human services. Why is there a Jew at the head of France? Why is there a Jew at the head of Russia? And many other countries, as we know. The Jewish comedian that just was elected there over in the East Europe or whatever it is, right? The Ukraine or whatever it is. Why aren't white men leading nations? And why haven't they been for a very, very, very long time? I had told you this before, that they are trying to write our Father out of the picture. They don't want you to see him. They don't want you to know him. They don't want you to obey him. They want you to forget all about him so that he'll forget all about us. So that's what they want. They want us to forget him. And they want to forget him. But it's not going to be possible, you see. So they're in the process always of writing him out of the picture. And they like our women because they can maneuver a lot of our women. They can't maneuver them all. There's good women out there. But a good percentage they can use as weapons against their own race. Just like they use a lot of the men against their own race. But they're not interested in the men. See, they want to write the white man out of the picture. I've been telling you this for a while. When you see a commercial, which I'm glad I don't have to see, because I hate commercials, never mind these kind, but I keep hearing about how there's always a black man and a white woman. See, let me translate that for you. White man has been written out of the picture. You understand what I'm telling you? Do you see many ads with white man? Like if you're going through Walmart or any of these stores, you see pictures of niggers that ain't even in your area. But I don't think you ever see a picture of a white man. You'll see a white woman, or you'll see a black woman, or a half-breed, or you'll see a white woman holding up a half-breed child on a poster. I don't think you see white man very often, if at all. Because the companies are not pro-white man, like they're not pro-white man Jesus Christ, like they're not pro-white man Father in Heaven. They're all jealous of us. They all want to be us. They all want to replace us. They all want to be haves instead of have-nots, but they don't want to do anything required to being a have, because number one, they don't have the covenant and they never will have the covenant. Number two, they worship Baal. They worship devils and false gods. But they expect to be haves anyway. Just like the banks that were failing expect to be bailed out. Oh, no, the devil says, no, 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 we won't let you get judged by your evil actions. We'll bless you with the haves money and we'll steal it from them and give it to you. And you can go party and have some hookers. Hollywood has been writing the white man out of the picture for a very long time, and our father as well. There are no positive instances of a good Christian white man in any Hollywood productions. They're always evil. They're always nuts. Like Jews are crazy. You see, again, whatever they are, they want to put on us. We're not crazy. They are. We're not. Us pure white people are not corrupt and in chaos in our bodies because we're purebreds. It's the Jew that's in chaos and corrupt in their bodies, mind, soul, and spirit. They're spiritually dead from the womb. So they want to turn us into vagabonds and wanderers. They want to disinherit us in every single way and really have just about done it here. If it wasn't for our acute abilities to be able to maneuver around and be creative. You see, they don't have any creativity like we do. They just have cunning and evil and a father, the devil, who knows how to kill, steal, and destroy. But they don't have the creative element like we, the offspring of the Father. So we're able to adapt to situations. They're very angry that we adapted to them taking away all of our manufacturing. You see what I mean by this, right? Is that they send the manufacturing over to China, an inept seed, dragon seed, who can't do anything correctly any more than the Jew can, because they're all beasts of the field. But when Germany was producing the products and America was producing products, we were blessing the world with products that lasted. The Jew doesn't want products that last. They want us to keep buying things over and over, and they don't want us to have anything that's quality. They just want to keep making you spend your money over and over on the same things. So we bless the world. The Germans bless the world. I'm German too. But they've blessed the world with their products, products that last a lifetime and things like that. The Jew couldn't stand it, because the Jew can't do that, see? And so it's been taken away from us. But who pays for it? Not only us, but the rest of the world too. Because everybody has cheap garbage that is worthless trash. Again, we bless the world, they curse us in return. You will never see a time when you will hear of the beast of the field blessing us. Except for maybe Japan. You'll never hear of a time when we've blessed these people. Look at Africa is the prime example. The Boer people fed that whole continent, which is really bad because it exploded the population. We blessed them with medical things and, you know, hygiene and all kinds of things, even though they don't really adhere to it any more than the Indians or Jews do. The Jews only do it publicly, but Hillary didn't. She smelled like a hog, according to people around her. She's dirty in more ways than Ted Kennedy, probably. So, you'll never hear of them blessing us in return. You think the blacks are thankful that they were brought here to America and that they're wearing $200 Nike sneakers? I've never had a $200 pair of sneakers. Have you? They're eating. If you've ever seen the EBT cards and seen Negroes in the marketplace, some of them have two carriages full of food in the bottom of the cart all the way up to the top, and overloading of the carts. I can't afford that kind of money. Can you? All these blessings, they're big fat whales, a lot of them. And all they can do in return is hate. All they can do in return is kill, steal, and destroy. See, this is indicative. But I'm waiting for the judgment to come upon them, because I know it has to, because you can't curse Israel and be blessed. In other words, he that blesses Israel shall be blessed, and he that curses Israel shall be cursed. Mr. Hagee says that's about the Jews. What a liar. What a filthy liar. I just watched about 15 minutes of a 43-minute sermon by Hagee. He's given the devil's hand sign. I've got seven pictures or so in the first 14 minutes of him using the il cornuto, the devil's hand sign. This man is not preaching the gospel of Jesus Christ, or even the gospel of Paul, really. He's preaching worship of Israel and worship of Jews. I have yet to see a sermon with Mr. Hagee that he actually preaches any real Bible at all. He may say a scripture or two, but the rest of it is about politics, about being against Palestine or being against Iran. You've heard it. So the preachers are against us. They hate us for telling the truth about who Israel really is? So the question is who is for Christ? Who's pro-Christ? Who's pro-white? If you think about it, see, the reason why I didn't say, well, who's not pro-Christ? And who, because almost the whole world is anti-Christ. So why would I bother saying that? You better just start off at who is pro-Christ, because you get to the matter quicker. Who's pro-white today? Anybody standing up for the white people? Oh, you said, oh, there's a Negress named Candace Owens, and she stood up for... Get out of here. I forget what the deal is with that, but she has connections to... She's another farce. Another fake truth movement nonsense. It just goes on and on and on. This world is... It's like I say this too, right? It's exactly the same thing. What is not a scam today? See, there's no point in saying, well, the Social Security is a scam, the taxes are a scam, the politicians... What you say is, what is not a scam today? Can you name anything? I mean, what kind of a world is this? Who would want to live in a world like this? What would be the purpose of living in a world like this? It doesn't make much sense. The only reason we're here is to go through the test. And those who pass it shall replace the angels that were lost during the rebellion. The Father doesn't want another rebellion, so he is going to replace those angels with his own offspring that love him, that care for him, that remember him, that obey him, that love him, and etc., etc., etc. I hope you can see what I've been saying here, and I hope you listen to this a few times to really get what I'm saying. You remember the movie Trading Places. I never watched it, but that's what the Jews have done. They've traded places with us. We didn't want to trade places, but it just has happened. They want us to be cursed like they're cursed. They want us to be the most hated people, and we are. They want to steal our blessings, and they have. And they want to disinherit us from our nations to where we will be vagabonds and wanderers with no nation of our own, nations of our own. You see what I'm saying? I hope you're getting the gravity of this, because they're bringing... Democracy is the form of government that is used for Jewish world domination. And 51% of the people say Whitey got to die. The military isn't going to argue. The police aren't going to argue. They'll do all the dirty work and then they'll be killed. The blacks have no idea that what they're doing is dooming themselves in more than one way. They won't have a friend left on the planet. And every time, every day they beat up a white man or a white woman, sooner or later, all these white people will become stronger because they'll work out. They'll understand that they need to be stronger, that they can no longer afford to be weak. And meanwhile, day after day, the only friends the Negroes have are some of our white people. And that is waning every day. Waning and waning and waning. The Negro All the races hate the Negroes. They're not going to have a friend left on this planet in the very near future. And then don't even bother trying to tell them that, because they can't see it. All these parasites are so stupid and so ignorant and so evil that they will kill the host that is blessing them, that is sustaining them. Like I said, pretty soon, even though the Jews own half the world's wealth, that wealth will be worthless. It almost is now. Don't fear, ladies and gentlemen. Trust in the Father, and this too will pass, as the old saying goes.
Of day, engaged in play, I walk the miles, I've been a child. Now I'm a man, I've reached the age, just doing my best to break the cage. Left in a world so full of doubts, I wonder what it's all about. The rain fell hard on your facade, you kept it hid inside your jar. And the owls don't know. Stop working in the field. The trees are tall, the grass will grow until from all there is to know. The bud is young, the sun is weak, the fool is left only to see. The crazy ways of other days will bring us back to the same place. And the owls don't know why the glowworm glows. And the owls don't know that it just won't.